Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The man, the myth, the legend joins us now. The man who is responsible for McCannonball. And the fact that he played in San Diego means he probably knows the true meaning of the words, but at the same time, a man that does a damn good job on AT&T Sportsnet that has got to be going crazy not calling games, but is blessing us with some time and expertise. None other than Jeff Blum joins us, as he's done throughout the year. Blummer, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. How in the hell are you dealing with the fact that playoffs come and you're not doing games?
It's a little tough. You spend the entire season grinding it out with these guys and get to know them pretty well, and I'm not going to lie to you and say I'm not a fan. I'm a huge fan of these guys, but it would also be nice to be on these calls and actually have some input on what they're going through right now. And while we're on the subject, I just want to say thank you to all of the fans out there who keep tweeting at me that they can't stand the national broadcast.
Now, when you listen, are you critiquing them as well, or do you try to just block it out and enjoy the game?
I'm just trying to block it out and enjoy the game. I mean, there's going to be tidbits every now and then that you're like, oh, okay, that was a good one. But for the most part, I'm tuning them out, and if not, muting them and turning on Steve Sparks and Robert Ford.
Oh, I thought you were listening to the FM ESPN version where you couldn't get enough of Chris Berman going back, 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 back until you hear like the Cadbury Bunny, because he does that so much.
And he's going to do it a lot if he keeps calling Astro games, that's for sure.
Good news is he's not. John Shambi taking over for the American League Championship Series. Thank goodness for all of that. Real quick, before we get into the actual nuts and bolts, Blummer, but do you get the opportunity to still travel with the team even though you're not doing the game? I know the Rockets did that for their broadcasters. No, wow.
No, I'm completely cut out.
That's a harsh ending. I feel for you, buddy. That's not good.
Yeah, it's a little bit tough. It would have been fun to be in Fenway and watch them win that game.
No question about it. All right, so we get through the Red Sox series. You get the Yankees. Obviously, everybody was a little surprised. I said you got to be careful what you wish for because, yes, the Indians were the best team in the regular season, but they were kind of dinged up with an Encarnacion. Kluber wasn't at his best. And instead, you get a red-hot Yankees team that did the unthinkable and won 3 straight elimination games against the Indians. Your initial thoughts when you saw the matchup and how you see it kind of taking shape?
The good thing is that the Astros do have good experience against the Yankees, and I know the Yankees had lost 2 of 7 against the Cleveland Indians during the regular season, and then eventually turned around and beat them. But at the same time, it's always good to have that kind of good taste in your mouth when you're going up against a team in the playoffs, and the Astros do have that going 5-2. Dallas Keuchel has a history of pitching well against the Yankees and pitching well in Yankee Stadium. And what we saw earlier this year with the Astros offense going off, Bregman's first home run was a grand slam on the big stage up in the Big Apple. So I don't think the stage is going to bother these guys, but it is a different team in the Yankees, just in the sense that they revamped that bullpen a little bit, and they've got some good strong arms out there. But all the damage the Astros have done against the Yankees have been against Tanaka, Sabathia, and these guys. So it's all about beating up on that starting pitching.
Yeah, what do you think that the Astros can get if they get to that bullpen? Do you think that they can touch them up a little bit? Because we talked about them being a really good fastball hitting team, and that's predominantly what that bullpen is. Does that kind of close that gap as far as their bullpen being better than the Astros bullpen?
Yeah, the bullpen got better. You're right. The Astros do hit the fastball better. What's interesting about the Astros bullpen is that they spin to win, which means they throw a lot of off speed and breaking balls, and the Yankees don't hit that pitch very well. They're a young, aggressive team that likes to hunt the heater, and they have a tough time with breaking balls off the plate, which you can see with some of their right-handed hitters, namely Judge, who's striking out at a pretty epic rate. It's a different lineup in facing the Houston Astros, just because 1 through 9, these guys are going to antagonize you. They're going to tighten the zone. They're going to force you into the strike zone. And when they do force you into the zone, you make a mistake. These guys hammer it. They don't miss too many pitches in the zone.
let's be honest, Blummer, you can't ever hammer a guy that hunts the heater. But at the same time, on the other side of the equation, when you're talking about pitching, obviously the 3 and 4 starters were big in a 5-game series. Now in a 7-game series, as far as we've heard, AJ has said, look, it's going to be Dallas Keuchel in game 1, Verlander in game 2, and then we'll see how it goes from there. The Yankees obviously have told us what they're going to do. What's your gut feeling on what the Astros are going to do? They've added McHugh to the roster as they get to games 3, 4, and 5 in New York.
Well, just initially looking at the roster that was released today, you talked about McHugh being added to that roster. So you've got, in game 3 and 4, you've got the ability to go to Brad Peacock, Charlie Morton, Colin McHugh, or Lance McCullers. Those are four legitimate rotation guys for A.J. Hinch that he can go to in those two games. I think a lot of it might depend on how these first two games go. If they're clean and go as expected with Dallas Keuchel going 7 strong and Verlander backing him up the next day with 7 strong, that means the bullpen's been taxed a little bit less, and that means that you have the ability to go out there and use a Brad Peacock maybe in game 3 or start a Lance McCullers and back him up with a Charlie Morton or a Brad Peacock. I think a lot of what happens in game 3 and 4 is going to be predicated on what happens with Verlander and Keuchel in game 1 and 2.
We talked a little bit earlier in the show about speeding up the game after last night's 4.5-hour marathon. Do you think that you change it up a little bit maybe in the playoffs? Because it does seem like it slows down quite a bit with all the matchups and the pitching changes. 14 pitchers last night. What are your thoughts as a major leaguer and a guy that calls the games? How could they improve the speed of play in the playoffs?
As a player, I could care less because the game is what counts, and winning obviously pays. So I'm going to go out there and try and win as many games as I can. As a fan, it is a little daunting to know that you're going to get into a 4-hour event knowing that Joe Maddon's going to go out there and change 17 pitchers. So I'm a little concerned in that sense. But the division series is different in it's only 5 games. Now you're in a championship series where they do add that extra pitcher, and you're going to have maybe manipulate a legitimate rotation a little bit and maybe use the bullpen a little bit differently. But for me, the biggest thing in watching these ball games and having called games for the last 5 years, I am thoroughly annoyed at the catcher visiting the pitcher on the mound every other pitch. If there's anything that baseball could do, and I don't want to mess with the playoffs because every pitch is so important, but if we could eliminate the amount of times that a catcher has to go and talk to a pitcher, I'd be thoroughly happy with that.
Okay, so with all that being said and the fact that you have been there, done that, and even did it to the Astros, as you look at everything that you're looking at, with this series, we're talking about a guy in Carlos Beltran now that we've talked about in the past. He has one of the most legendary statistical lines in the history of his playoff career. He comes up big in the Boston series with the one at bat that he does get. Do you see him at some point being a factor against his old team, the Yankees?
Yes, I do. I think him and Brian McCann bring a certain amount of knowledge about the Yankees and maybe about Joe Girardi and their pitching staff and tendencies that they have to have going out there and playing these games. But I think that the interesting thing about Carlos Beltran for me is that he may not be putting up the, you know, the regular season type numbers that we're used to as far as home runs and scoring runs and playing a magnificent outfield. I think his primary resource now is providing a ton of knowledge, which he already has done, but he is going to get the timely hit just because the ability isn't the same as it used to be. The mentality is still the same, and he knows that he can ramp it up for one good swing in AB.
Sounds good, my man. We always appreciate you, and you know you always got a spot here to stop in and tune up the pipes. But before we let you go, we got to get the prediction. What are you thinking on the series?
I think it's going to be a 5-game series, Astros winning it.
Sounds great. That was very abrupt, quick, and to the point. We like your decisiveness. We hope you're exactly right. And again, like I said, we'll be checking with you because people love to hear from you, and if they can't hear you on TV, gosh darn it, they better be able to hear you on the radio. So we'll give you the opportunity here.
No, I always appreciate the opportunity, and go Astros.
Thank you, my friend. That has been Jeff Blum of AT&T Sportsnet. A great follow on Twitter as well if you want to follow him. It's Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, Blum. But he has been fantastic all year long for us.
Such a likable guy.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.